Welcome back to another episode of Welcome to This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? Was that? Nope. I don't think the milk smells bad. I think your face smells poopy, but I digress. Let's meet our Akamas, shall we? No particular order. Please say hello to Chris Alvarado.
Did you write that?
Yep. Chris and Tell, what do you believe happens in the end?
Oh. I think, if I'm being honest, I think everybody listens to their version of Joey Greer's Goodnight.
And boom. Park the puppies. It's Caroline Cotter, C. Cotterman and Brown. Who was the first live comedy performer that you took notice of?
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Live comedy performer?
Mm-hmm.
Like someone I saw live?
Indeed.
Oh, probably somebody at the UCB Theater in New York City.
Mm-hmm. One particular performer that caught your eye and you thought, oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, I think Shannon O'Neill. She's like big in the improv scene over there. She's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Check her out.
Shout out to Shannon O'Neill.
Woo!
Board the plane. It's James Heaney, Dr. J. Heaney. What does your ideal sandwich consist of?
Dill bread.
Sure. So easy to get.
It's already starting weird.
Why is that weird?
Keep going.
Dill bread.
Never heard of it. if
your bread, which is the most boring part of a sandwich, is delicious with dill.
It's not true, though. Keep going.
Dill bread.
Sure.
A thin layer of mayonnaise.
Thin.
A thin layer. Well, I mean, it depends on how risky you're feeling.
This is your sandwich. Thin.
Yeah. I mean, the more the merrier, but let's be honest, it's dangerous to have too much mayo. So then some mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Some like arugula,
sure.
Leaves, tomatoes. I'm kind of trying to debate the meat. You know, it depends.
It's your ideal sandwich.
Well, then there'd be
anything at all.
I guess it would be salami, but I'm embarrassed of it. It's
don't be embarrassed.
Salami, it's gross. But
out! It's delicious.
Okay, salami sandwich.
Appreciate the honesty. Keep the faith. It's Craig Kukowski. Cacao. Please ask where the bathroom is in as many languages as you can, up to 7.
¿Dónde está el baño?
Yeah.
Where's the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, counts. We're at 2.
Hey,
Oh, no.
Where's the bathroom?
Canadian, okay.
Yep, uh-huh. Canadian. Where's the bloody lab?
UK? Thank you. I knew I was asking the right
person.
That was
7, right? Thank you.
That was great.
And last, but may your dreams never come true if you think I'm Lisa, it's Joey Greer. Joe, the cum whisperer.
Yes.
What is the answer?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
The game.
All right. Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from either your listener emails or the Patreon VIPs. If you'd like to submit your scene suggestion, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Scene number one comes from Patreon VIP Lisa, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. James, stop reading. I loved hearing my message read and my scene suggestion performed the Alchemist team building retreat. It was hilarious, which is unsurprising because you all always are hilarious. I've had another idea for a scene suggestion, and here it is. A super fan of Alchemy This kidnapped all the alchemists. This is just a scene suggestion, not a plan, I swear. Cheers, Lisa from New Zealand." Oh, man. I can't feel my hands.
Okay, who's hungry, huh? Wakey, everyone wake up.
James, can you take off our blindfolds so we can just see who...
Not yet, I'm not ready yet. Okay.
We just love our fans.
Okay, stop. I made everyone's favorite meal. Everyone's got their own favorite meal for Chris. I got greens.
Thank
a
you.
Little bit of lettuce. Thank some you. Kale. Some chopped cucumber tomatoes. Yeah. Yeah. Balsamic vinegar.
Thank you.
For Kevin, I got a nice roast beef. It's a nice demi-glace.
Thank
some
you,
caramelized
dear.
Onions on there.
I love
Caroline,
you.
Caroline, I have a nice lasagna.
Why did your voice change?
That's again... It's a nice butter base layered with pasta cheese meat. Craig, I got...
How would you know what my favorite meal is?
I got for you.
Craig, don't be a dick.
A potato leek soup, sliced carrots on top, and a little bit of a radish gremoulade.
And that does sound good.
And then for James, I got for you a brick of cheese. Okay. Wait, I have to get ready.
Hey guys, do you guys mind if we can split maybe our meals with
each
other?
We have these blindfolds on still. It's hard to.
Yeah, but I'm not going to eat a brick of cheese.
Yes,
so
you
maybe...
will.
Okay, I have my keys in my pocket. When he comes in, I'm going to stab him in.
Your hands aren't tied?
What?
You got your hands aren't tied?
Untie
the rest of us, you dick.
I managed to free my hands.
Well, at least pull our blindfolds off, please.
Yeah, Craig, we'd like to see what the fuck's going on.
I forgot. Craig's hands are untied. Craig's hands are untied.
Fuck you, man. What is that?
What are you doing?
Craig's hands are untied.
They are. Okay, well, let me just break his arm.
Oh, God.
And let me just break his arm. Because I care about you. I love you.
I need something more than a brick of cheese.
Oh, my sweet James. Of course you do. Let me get you some more.
Why would you do that, James?
I'm going to starve to death. You guys aren't willing to share your meals.
You have cheese.
Hold on. Someone should call out to Joey. He's still in that cage.
Should we?
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
It is. If I was asleep, I wouldn't want to be woken up.
I don't know if he's asleep. I think he's drugged. I think we just see if he's alive.
I think both scenarios are pretty great because he's not here bugging the fuck out.
Craig, how's your arm?
It broke both my arms.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, James, what God. The fuck?
James, that was 100% your fault.
My
James,
instinct just...
I'm back. I'm back. And here's another brick of cheese.
No, more bricks of cheese. I need some, like...
I need all of this to be eaten. I'm gonna get mad.
I can't eat that much cheese.
Okay. Kevin, eat.
I thought this was going to be a broth-based soup. It's cream-based. Oh, God.
Eat.
What kind of cream did you use?
Oh, he's still asleep. You'll see in a bit. I have to get ready.
Oh, God, I think you're eating Joey's cum.
Wouldn't be the first time.
All right, guys, come on. Let's get our wits about us.
Wait, I need to know when else Craig ate Joey's.
Yeah, when else? If not,
what?
You think when else did you eat Joey's cum?
You think that's the most pressing point we need to figure out right now?
Mom, where?
What is it, dear?
Where are my clothes? My friends are downstairs.
Mom, they're in your closet in your drawer.
I checked, they're not in here, Mom.
Well, then I guess they're in the dryer.
Why are they in the dryer?
Let's go get them out of the dryer.
They're
going
to be shrunk.
Come on, sweet pea.
They're going to be shrunk.
You're my sweet pea.
They're going to be shrunk.
You're such a big boy.
Oh, they're not going to fit.
Okay, that's a gross-ass story.
But at least I answered your question. Yeah.
Okay, now.
Right? I wish you didn't answer.
Well, you wanted to know.
Next time, don't tell us.
What do we do to get out of here?
Y'all want to get out of here?
What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I've been tied down here for 200 years.
Holy really? Shit.
That can't be true.
All right. It's like 6 months, but...
Are you a famous podcast?
What podcast are you on?
Yeah.
I'm on a famous podcast called Sandwiches and Sneakers.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
We see what kind of sandwich fits in different kinds
of
sneakers.
We know.
Yeah.
Holy shit, we're
huge. I've never heard
of that podcast.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
never heard it.
When you made that Subway sub fit into the stiletto, that was amazing.
Thank you, yeah.
My favorite was episode 139. I'm so excited to meet you.
Oh, thank you.
This is so weird. So you've been
Rubens
down here 6 months?
Rubens and Reeboks,
yeah. You've been down here 6 months.
Yeah, maybe 200 years.
I think it's 6 months, pretty bad.
All right, it's 6 months.
But you're still putting out new episodes.
So. Yeah. You want to get out of here, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, we're hopefully.
Well, first thing y'all are going to have to do.
What's that?
Is work together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And maybe do something about that one. You
James.
Know what I mean?
James.
Seems
what?
Like your thumb is pointing at James.
Yeah, well, I have a blindfold on, so I'm just going by echo.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
Wait, how did you guys get your blindfolds off? I still got my blindfold on.
Mine just kind of fell off my face.
Mine slipped down.
Look, can y'all promise me something if you get out?
Sure.
That you'll be on my podcast. You'll like and subscribe.
I don't know what days you guys record.
We record every day.
Every day.
No.
I can't do that.
From here?
Well, I mean, we have a studio, but we do.
Okay, look, if you've been here for 6 months, what do you know about this guy?
What don't I know? I know about his comings and goings and habits and whatnots. I got it all
written
down
right here. We don't know about
his
comings.
Look, I've etched it all on my leg. I didn't have a piece of paper, so I had to grow out my pinky nail and I cut it in my leg to write everything down, right?
My God. You have beautiful penmanship.
Oh, I can't see.
Now it's scabbed over a little bit here, but if I just rip off the scab, you'll see the blood going, right? Now look, okay, right here.
There's
so,
too much blood. I can't read it
now.
You're actively bleeding.
There's a lot of blood, but look. If you see here,
just one thing you've learned about him.
One thing I learned about him, his weakness.
What's his weakness?
His weakness is.
What's his weakness?
He passed out.
What's his?
Damn,
James. Can you, when he comes back, and you see if there's any way to break Craig's legs as well?
What's going on?
What? Why would you want that?
Well, I think as soon as he eats the most, so as soon as we lose him, I think there'll be more food for the rest of us.
Jesus, Pollock.
I don't know what's happening
also,
here.
I'm stuffed. My meal's great.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of agree with that. I ate my lasagna really fast. Right? Gave me a small portion.
Craig, like, passed on the soup.
Yeah.
Because there might have been Joey's cum in it.
He knew it was Joey's cum.
Speaking of which, give me one sec. Joey. Joey. Joey.
What?
Guys, he's awake. Joey, can you hear me?
Yeah, what?
Hey, dude.
What's up?
You okay?
Yeah.
Joey, what did he do to you?
Are your hands tied up? Yeah, what's going on?
No, they're not.
We're not in a cage like you are, man.
Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Are you okay?
Do you see anything? Do you have food over there? Do you see anything around you?
Oh, my phone's here.
What?
Your phone?
Your phone?
Do you have service?
Oh, yeah.
Did Craig take your food?
Hello?
Wait, take it. Wait,
who are you talking about?
Someone's called him?
I can be there at 6 a.m., sure. Who's it with? Adidas? It's my agent. Yeah.
You booked an Adidas spot?
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
That's awesome, Joey.
Oh, I can be there. I can be there at 7 too.
No, you're stuck in here. You're not going to be able to get out.
All right. Okay.
Joey.
Is it national or?
Hold on a second. I'm on the phone. Yeah.
Is it Zach? Because maybe James could call.
Hold on. Hey, I'm on the phone.
Ask for help.
Yeah, help.
All right, I'll call you back.
Send him your location.
Ask for help.
Him geolocation.
My phone just died.
Joey!
But you booked the spot, dude. That's sick.
That's nice.
But he's never going to be able to get out of here in time to shoot it.
My phone
Why
just died.
Be such a naysayer?
I'm not trying to be a naysayer, but we're tied up. And
if you just eat the brick of cheese, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it seems like James wants to stay down here.
My balls. Oh, fuck.
Is there cum in or out of them?
I don't know.
Caroline.
What?
There's a whole huge hole.
Is there cum in or out of them?
No. Isn't that how you tell if your balls are that there's either you got it
what
a lot
hell?
Of
no, it's how you tell. My secky sex got a hole in it.
You got a ball hole?
I got a ball hole. Oh god, I've been drained. Oh my god.
Oh shit, he got drained.
Oh my god.
Joey, if it makes you feel any better, dude, Craig's been eating your cum.
What?
Straight out of your balls.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Does that make you feel better?
No, does it make me feel better? Craig, what the fuck, man?
All right, just kill me. Just
that's scene one.
I hope you're happy, whoever wrote that in. I hope you're happy.
Because you made us do that.
That's yeah, right.
That's
you
right.
made us do that.
Those are
your
only
choices.
Option.
I think the bunk acid kicked in. Scene number two is from Luca, who wrote, "Hi, it's Luca. Got another one for you. Exaggerated from actual events. A teenage boy, in parentheses Chris Alvarado, inquires for a position at a sushi shop and is immediately hired and thrown into the kitchen. Thanks, Luca."
All right, babe. Well, I'm going to walk into this shop. It says help wanted. So
okay, I believe in you. I think you're the most talented boy in the world.
Hey,
and
almost a man.
Yeah. Well, you are going to be a man when I give birth because we're two underage teens who got me pregnant. Yeah. So you need to get a job, okay?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to kiss your belly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move those plates in the back. Make sure they're all clean, okay?
Fingers crossed.
Can we get some silverware on this section over here?
Silverware?
Thank you very much. And what's up with these glasses? Why aren't they clean?
Cleaning the glasses.
Thank you. Hi. These pieces of rice. I need them to be a little smaller.
Over here.
Yeah. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I saw your help wanted sign up front.
Yeah.
And I'm the help you want.
Fresh meat.
Oh. All right. We need you, okay? We need help.
Oh, yes. I'm in.
All right.
Give me one second. Babe, come back.
What?
I got it.
I was across the street. I had to jaywalk to get back.
It's worth
here.
It.
You know
I got
how
it.
Safe that is?
I got the job. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll see you tonight.
Okay, congratulations.
Ma'am, I saw you jaywalking.
Dare walking?
Yeah. I saw you dare walking. And
as far as I know, that's not illegal.
Well, it is. So you're under arrest.
Are you a cop?
I am.
And you are not dressed like a cop.
Well, I'm trying to get hired. So
so you can't say yes, you're a cop if you're trying to get hired.
Well, I'm trying to get hired. So I saw you there. I saw you there walking and you're under arrest and I'm going to have to take your baby into custody.
What?
Your baby's under arrest.
I'm 6 months pregnant. If you take it out now, it's not going to survive.
Well, I don't know that. If we put in some kind of bubble wrap, it'll be fine, okay?
Are you effing serious?
Look,
dude?
I'm just doing what the book says, all right? You're under arrest.
I'm not going to jail.
You're not going to jail?
I'm not going to jail.
Well, I don't have the power to arrest you right now.
I know you don't. Right? Do you want to come in?
Hi, Chef. I just want to let you know I've seen Euro Dreams of Sushi, so I know how important the rice is.
Okay.
Okay. I imagine I'm going to start somewhere very low, maybe mopping or something. Whatever it is, I'm happy to be here.
Trash for 2 years.
2 years?
2 years of trash. Then 3 years of rice. Then you move.
My kid will be like 5 by then. I have a child on the way. I'm only 15.
Hey, man. Hey, you want to make this job?
Yeah.
Then you better shut the hell up and act right, okay?
Put that knife down.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm on knife duty. You know what that means?
No.
I've been here for 16 years, and I get to pass him the knife. That's a big deal.
Knife.
Here you go. Holy you almost made me fuck up the knife thing, man.
All right? So good.
Yeah, no shit. All right? Now look. All right. This is a big deal. Yeah.
Trash.
It's you. It's you. All right?
Okay. Pushing down. Tie it up.
Now listen, man. If you keep this up, maybe by the time you're my age, you can make $20,000 to $30,000 a year.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, how old are you?
Knife.
You almost made me fuck it up again, man.
Sorry. How old are you?
48.
Damn, you're rich.
Yeah.
Rice.
It's not my job.
Hey, can I see a menu?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Is this a table for one?
Huh? I'm getting takeout.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't really like fish. So do you guys have anything like a teriyaki or...
Yeah, we have a teriyaki.
Why'd you roll your eyes like that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I had something in my eye.
Oh, my God. You do. You have a rock.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Are you serious? I have a rock in my eye? Oh, my God. I can't roll it out.
Get it out.
Oh, I can't roll it out. Oh.
Okay. So, anyway, I'll have, I guess I'll have the teriyaki.
Okay.
Tofu.
Order up! Hold on. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
And then a side of rice.
Ooh, I can't turn this down. I can't really see. I'm kind of blind with this rock.
Order
up!
And then do I get, like... a free beverage with that or something.
You get a free beverage to pay for a beverage.
I thought I
said... This is fucking McDonald's, okay? You don't get a combo meal with this shit.
I thought if I checked in on Yelp, I got a free drink.
Yeah, if you do.
I'm checked out.
Okay.
Postman's order.
Chef. Hi, Chef. I know I can't bug you. I know you're in the middle of working. I just had an idea. I want to prove that I belong here. I think there's a teriyaki order being placed. I'm actually really good at teriyaki.
No.
Can't...
No teriyaki.
She's ordering teriyaki.
No.
Hey, kid, what the hell are you doing?
I'm jumping ranks.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yes, I am. Give me that knife.
Here, no, what are you doing?
Knife.
What are you doing?
Knife. Got it.
Knife.
You're melting. You're melting. Oh shit! This is great.
Okay, you're on knife duty.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, all I need now is a couple more moves, and I will be top chef.
Wasabi.
I'm not wasabi guy.
Hey, give the wasabi. Here you go.
Okay.
Carry this over to you.
Okay. So really, no teriyaki, huh?
No teriyaki.
What are we going to make for her?
Chef special.
Okay.
Hey, knife boy.
Yeah.
Bring this rice over to this chef.
Shouldn't be touching the rice.
What the fuck did I just say? Bring this rice over to the chef.
Is it hard
to... You want to move up here?
Yeah.
Give this rice to the chef.
Is it hard to walk around being so tiny?
It's not easy.
How tall are you?
Why don't you carry me for a little
18
bit?
Inches? Sure, get on my shoulder.
17.
I'm like, you're like a little parrot.
Nice shoulders. You work out?
Well, yeah. Because I'm going to be a dad soon.
It shows.
Chef, you can't have your guys melting on the kitchen, all right? You understand that?
Hi.
Okay. Because it's just, I got to do this payouts, and it's killing me here, all right? Okay, good. Thank you. All right. End the conversation. Okay, we're good. We're good.
Yes, we
good. We're good.
Yes, we're good.
Okay.
Order up!
Oh, my God. Cheapers, creepers.
Hey, hi. I'm the new guy. I just want to make sure that my payroll's all...
Yeah, you're that teenager. Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a cool office.
Thanks,
Are those real samurai swords?
They 100% are, yeah.
Wow. So you're the accountant here?
I'm the owner.
Oh, I thought the chef...
Order up!
He's just the chef.
Oh, so this... Yeah.
You're a teen. You don't know how restaurants work, okay?
No.
Yeah, chefs aren't the guys. Chefs aren't the money guys.
But right? I have ideas.
Let me hear them.
Okay, I was thinking, what if we... You know, people love sushi.
Yeah?
They love your sushi.
Yeah?
Some people don't like sushi. Right. Not even your sushi.
Right.
But they like teriyaki. Okay. What if we did a teriyaki sushi?
Do it.
Thank you. Give me 1 second. Chef?
Like...
Move.
Oh.
All right, let's see what's missing. Knife?
Fuck. here.
Teriyaki.
I don't
I'll make it from scratch.
Here's a rat.
Okay, the blood of rats, a little soy sauce, and a little chili Greer cum. Oh my God. All right, here, bring this out to that lady.
You want me to give this to the lady?
To the bitchy one, yeah.
I'm the new garbage guy.
Just go.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. That's We've got teriyaki.
This is Harry.
It's a hairy situation. Yeah, I went from...
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Huh?
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Huh? No.
Is
I'm
that
sorry,
no?
Garbage guy, come here for a second.
No, no.
And bring that food.
No,
garbage guy, bring that food.
I want to eat. What the fuck?
Give me a second, man. Well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're a garbage guy.
Yeah, but it was a moment, and it felt like an opportunity to move up, and this is, well, this I got a chance to be delivery boy.
Let me taste that. What is this?
That's actually the woman over there's, it's teriyaki.
Mm. I'm eating with my feet. Mm.
You shouldn't do that. This plate's going out to...
This is actually really good. You know what?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to make that teen owner and operator this entire
teen
restaurant.
Owner?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Knife.
Here's a knife.
No, thank you, chef.
I want the chef, the old chef, to hand me the knife. He's going to be going down the steps now.
Knife.
Thank you.
Why do this? Why belittle him like that?
Oh, he knows. All right. I think, chef, you're on rice duty now, so back down.
Rice.
Okay. And with the hottest chef in the entire city, I'm talking to the teen genius himself.
Hold on a second.
I cut Jerry. Jerry.
Yeah, I was just.
We're gonna take it from the top.
It's okay.
Are you okay, buddy? You having a stroke or something?
A little. No, I just. He reminds me of my teen boy, and
you haven't seen your son in a while.
No, I haven't. He
ran away.
He ran away, and he joined a band, the Funk Couches.
Wait, your son is in the Funk Couches?
Yeah, he's one of the animatronics.
Wow. Hey, for what it's worth, I can kind of be like your son for the next 3 minutes during this interview.
I love that.
All right, Jerry, countdown. 3, 2.
Hey, here we are with my boy, my sweet son, who's the head chef of sushi and teriyaki. Why don't you say something to everybody there, Greg?
I'd just like to say hello to everybody and say thanks for coming out to Sushi and Teriyaki. We're really happy. And also,
You're my son. I love you.
Shout out to my girlfriend and my...
you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, my little boy's about to be born.
Hold on a second. You got a son? You have a child?
Well, not yet.
Are you kidding me, huh?
What?
How irresponsible can you be, huh?
Dad, I'm sorry.
You're my son,
I'm sorry.
And you're having a child at this age?
It was an accident.
What do you want me to do, pay for the whole thing? You think me and your mother are going to support that?
No, I'm the head chef.
Look, you better be, all right? And I better see you be responsible.
Yes, sir.
All right, news at 6.
That felt good.
Dun, dun, dun.
That felt good.
I feel real good.
Yeah, hey, stop by this restaurant if you ever want to come in.
You're my son. I loved it.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, how many in your party?
There's, let's see, about 4 of us.
Oh, my goodness. You're Jim McGregor.
I am. Me, my wife.
6 o'clock news.
6 o'clock news, always there.
What a privilege, sir.
Privilege is mine.
How many in your party?
4.
Okay, we can seat you in about
40. At 6 o'clock news.
In about 40 minutes.
At 6.
No, it's 9:15 now. So.
Well, then we'll be back at 6.
Okay, we're open tomorrow.
Sure. Okay, team, listen up back here in the kitchen. A couple new rules. 1, no more sushi. We're done with
what?
That.
What?
2.
That's what I went to school for.
I love this guy.
It doesn't matter. Hey, hop up. You're so cute. Here.
The whole point of the restaurant is sushi.
Oh, the whole point?
Favoritism.
What's the whole point of the restaurant?
Are we gonna serve
chicken? What?
It's the namesake. It's sushi and teriyaki.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's going to be changed. Listen, I got a tattoo this morning.
Chicken.
This makes me a really hip, funky chef.
Now. That's
did you get a
fresh
signature for that?
Yeah.
That's a badass tattoo.
Thanks. Thank you. So, here's the new thing. At Sushi and Teriyaki, we are now serving Hot Pockets.
Yeah!
Wait.
Sir, yes, sir.
Wait, you mean...
Tell them what's in the Hot Pocket.
The microwavable meat?
Yeah.
You listen to the chef. Whatever the chef says, we make. And now, let me take the trash out. For I am a trash boy.
This fucking
that
guy.
Is all I am and all I will ever be.
This guy.
Trash
is
boy.
Huh? So can we all get behind this or what?
Tell us what's in the hot pot.
Yes.
I don't know, man. Cheese and stuff?
I went around the corner and bought the one I saw like you told me to.
Yeah.
It's a sausage and cheese.
All right. Heat it up.
I gotta put in my 2 weeks notice. There's no way I'm going to stay here. This isn't the job that I signed up for.
That's a good point. No, you weren't going to make it anyway. You're out. Starting now.
Starting
so
now,
long.
But I wanted to give 2 weeks
it's
notice.
Okay.
I haven't found another.
I think you're right. Terry, what do you think, bud? You used to own this place. Are you still skeptical? Yeah.
No, I'm whatever the teen chef wants.
Yeah. Don't tickle my balls, man.
Oh, Jesus, my God, I thought they were mine. I'm so sorry. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
All right. All right, we have a full house out there. Let's get out there. Good dinner rush.
Order up!
What do you mean you lost your job?
Well, it's just
the fuck do you mean you lost your job?
Well, I had to make a stand, and it was a
matter. You told me to quit all my jobs because this job was going to float us forever.
Yeah, but that's back when it was sushi teriyaki. They're changing the whole company, and it's not the same anymore.
Kyle, we're fucked.
No, we'll be able to find. I mean, teens are getting jobs as chefs. I'm sure. I'm
mommy.
You're in your mid 40s.
Mommy.
Yeah, but yes. I just
what?
Mommy.
Yes, baby. Yes.
I had a bad dream.
What happened?
You had to go back to work.
Oh, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
It would be. I love having mommy under the day.
But don't you like me? Around two, maybe.
Which one are you?
I'm daddy.
Oh my gosh, she doesn't even know you. She doesn't
she knows
even
me.
Know you.
Hey, babe, I know you're pregnant, but like, I need my alone time in this bed for a little bit. I just need to like stretch out.
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with me being pregnant. You can have your alone time if you want.
I need to stretch out. If you get to scoot off the bed a little bit.
You just push me. You're acting so different ever since you became the head teen chef of that teriyaki restaurant.
Stop calling it head teen chef. I'm just head chef now.
You are a teen, though.
Would there be anything else?
Why is he here? Why are you in our bedroom?
I will do whatever you need.
I don't need. I need you to leave the room.
Yes.
Leave the room.
Hi.
Hi. Bye.
Bye.
He's taking his time.
This is what you wanted.
No,
you
it's not.
You wanted me to get a job to support you.
Yes.
Yeah?
I didn't mean become a big diva chef.
I see. You wanted just enough to keep me under your thumb, huh?
Sure.
You know what? Have this baby right now.
What? I'm not going to just shoot something
due.
On
you. You're due.
Knife. Knife. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
And that's scene two. Wow.
Wow.
Birth
wow.
on command. Scene three comes from Patreon VIP Chub Bunker. Who wrote, thanks. The personalized message is very appreciated. Oh, I had written to Chop. I approach the internet with a great amount of paranoia, always wise. James, you teach that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So for every site I sign up to, I make up a silly sounding name of whatever syllables come to my head. My real name is Boots Rain Gear. Wow. I've loved the podcast since it first started, and I'm pretty confident that I'm the dumbest-looking person on my bus to work whenever I'm listening to it and trying to stifle chortles. Here's a scene suggestion. A diner in Ontario, Canada, is paid a visit by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police for committing the crime of serving poutine that contains neither cheese curds nor gravy.
Sir, you're asking for the bathroom, is that right?
Order up!
Yeah.
Hey, where's the bathroom?
The bathroom is just right behind there. You see the elk's head? Just make a left.
Okay, so it's a male elk with antlers.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's a lady elk for the ladies.
Exactly.
Room.
I'll get it.
All right.
Sorry. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hiya.
Hiya. I'm just looking for poutine.
Oh, yeah, we got poutine.
Okay, can you bring it to my house?
Oh, sure.
Can you bring it to my house?
Me, personally.
Yes.
I probably could, yeah.
Okay.
Where do you live?
I just live right around the corner if you go through the lake.
Oh, by the lake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's the Tudor?
Yeah.
The Tudor house?
Do you recognize my voice?
What?
I've been calling you every Tuesday.
I'm calling
to speak to you.
What's your deal?
Well, I'm
keep talking.
I'm a sexy middle-aged woman.
Right.
My husband passed 5 years ago.
My condolences.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of my thing, and I love fries.
I mean, Henry, I think you should see her for sure, but I mean, someone who's eating a steady diet of poutine just can't be healthy, you know, so...
Why would that make her not healthy?
I'm just saying. I mean, in general, what people are putting in there ain't good, you know? Cheese and bread and all that over and over again. This is going to clog the arteries. You don't want to be with someone who's, they're ticking. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
You want to be with someone who's got longevity. That's what I'm saying.
I see. So I should stay with her forever and be tied down to this woman?
No. What the hell? How the hell did you get that? I'm saying just...
Get in now, have some fun. She kicks, and I'm off to the next
one. Jesus Christ, not at all. My God, no, no. What I'm
sorry,
saying.
Sorry to interrupt. It was like a male elk, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That one over there. Because
I think either the door, is there a key? Do I need a key, or is there a code?
No, no, neither, neither.
There's no code?
Did you enter a door that needed a key?
Yeah, I did.
How the hell do you get in there? That's the office. Did you use the office to use the restroom in? Did you go in there?
Well, I couldn't find any toilet paper in there, so I just wanted to let
Jesus
you know.
Jesus Christ, you went into the goddamn office?
Hey, I don't know whose office
hey,
it was.
Hey, I'm sorry I told you the wrong thing, all right? That's clearly my fault, all right? I fucked it up, but...
Hey, I hate to interrupt you guys here, but I'm here with the Canada Caps. Canada Caps.
Seems like you're getting
yeah, me too. I need to talk to the owner of the yeah. establishment here.
Where to? Canada Caps.
I've got some bad news for the owner of the...
Hold on a second here,
are you
sir.
The owner? We're the Canada Caps.
Well, I'm in front of house here, but...
Okay.
You both are wearing New York Yankees caps.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Big fans of the New
Big
York
fans,
Yankees,
go
but we're
Yankees.
Definitely Canadian all right. Caps.
Can back I to the see business. Your IDs if you don't mind?
Okay, well, it's called a badge, and here's the Canadian
we're caps.
We're
caps. This is a badge.
All right, that does look legitimate. All right.
Let's cut to the chase.
Now, you're both from North Quebec, is that correct?
Ontario.
Ontario.
Interesting. So that's not the accent I was thinking of. All right.
It's probably because
so,
we watch
so
a lot
sorry,
of...
So sorry to interrupt again.
Yeah,
is there it's is the bathroom? Is there a drawer of petty cash in the bathroom?
Oh, no, that's the office. You're back in the office again.
Okay.
That's what you did.
I went
go
to the
in
bathroom.
Drawer?
I get about 20,
okay,
20 loonies
I'm sorry.
Here.
I'm
I get about
sorry.
20 loonies in
well,
petty cash.
Well, I mean, look, I'm sorry that I left them out there for you.
All right. Back to what's really important here.
We did some tests. And it turns out that your cheese pantoons...
I'm sorry, Ontario?
Hold on.
Our cheese pantoons?
Listen up. Your curds aren't real quality curds.
Did he say cheese pantoons?
Yeah,
do you guys have cheese pantoons?
No, we don't.
Sorry, I was just passing by the front. I heard cheese pantoons.
Oh, no, we don't.
Oh,
we
it's
don't
my
have,
favorite
we
thing.
We don't have cheese pantoons.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They have poutine and they have pantoons.
I'd like a pantoon. Do you recognize me?
We have it. I'm
the
by
prime
voice
minister.
Oh, my God. Justin Trudeau.
Oh, how do you do, sir?
Oh, howdy. Two New Yorkers in the house.
No, we are Canada Caps.
Yeah, that's where we're all about from.
They're from Ontario.
Ontario.
I guess.
Ooh. A to Z.
Okay.
Hey, you got any pantoons?
Yeah, well,
that's huge.
We only have them once a day, okay? It's only on Tuesdays that we have pantoons. So
no pantoons today?
Yeah, well, they say is, yeah, we have them, but we're running low. So
listen,
I don't wanna advertise
it. Listen, sir. We're not here to have a chit-chat with you. We're here because you're in trouble.
Oh, for what?
Big trouble.
Those curds aren't pure.
What do you mean? Of course they are. We source them.
Hey, well, we dipped our pinky into it and wrapped it around our gums. It ain't pure stuff.
Nah, it ain't pure.
And we're Canada Caps. We ain't no pure. Here, try this maple syrup. Taste that?
Yeah.
See how it's getting all tingly and numb?
There's cocaine in there.
Yeah, you feel like a little drip in your throat?
Yeah, there's cocaine
in
there.
Yeah, that's pure.
So sorry again. I was using the bathroom, and somebody called to ask what the hours are.
You're in the goddamn office again.
What are the hours, by the way,
the hours are for the bathroom, I guess, opening hours from 6 to 6.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
All right, look, we don't want to take up too much of your time. Who do you get your curds from? Or do you make them in-house?
We make them in-house.
All right, can you direct us to the person who makes these curds?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, coming back here. Nice little place.
Darian?
Yeah, what do you want?
These two cops here.
Caps.
These two caps here, they want to talk to you about the curds.
Okay, yeah, well, I just get the freaking milk from over there, and then it goes through.
Hey, what's with the attitude?
Huh?
Yeah. What's with the attitude?
Yeah, and so pretty much for a down payment of $20,000, your restaurant could be, up in the top echelon of Canadian business owners for next year. So what do you think?
I feel like I'm being hustled here.
No, not at all, not at all. Now, you said that you are the owner, is that correct?
I'm in the office.
Okay, that's good for me. That's good for me. Now, I just need a business ID number, and we can get this all started.
Okay, all right. Here it is.
All right.
I'm reading it right off the wall.
Yeah, what is it?
So the business ID number is C as in Canada.
C as in Canada.
Okay.
Okay.
No, sorry. O and K are not in the number. Are you just repeating everything I'm saying?
It's the same. Okay.
Wait, is this?
All right. Thank you so much. I got your business
ID. Okay. Is this some kind of dirty phone call?
It's not a dirty
phone. Are you getting off on this
in some way? If I'd be getting off on this, you'd know it, all right? You'd know it, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd know it if I was getting off.
Oh, is that so? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because when I get off, I sound like this. Why?
Oh, yeah. When I get off, I sound like this. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it's fair to say that none of us got off on this phone call.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say as well. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Well, this all checks out. I mean, the cheese looks good. The milk looks good. I don't know about your attitude, though.
And then after, I forgot about the last step.
Okay.
I dump a whole packet of cocaine in there.
Hey.
What's that all about?
What's that all about?
Sounds like you guys are making fun of us.
Wait, but we're just Canadians.
What do you think, that we have any links to the Gambingo family? That would be crazy.
I never thought that at all until you just said it now.
Oh, so you're thinking it.
Because you just said it now.
Hey, we're the Caps here.
The Canadian Caps.
I don't know about either one of you guys.
All right, how many horses do you have?
I bring in Guido and Dominic.
Yes, Don.
Guido, Dominic, I want you to go over the border into Ontario. Mm-hmm. I want you to find a restaurant that we may want to take over. Mm-hmm. I want you to go in disguise as Mounties, and you have a problem with they run this shop.
What's a Mountie?
It's a Canadian cop.
Oh, Canadian cop.
Try to pay attention, will you? For once in your miserable lives.
I'm paying attention.
You're going to go across the border, and then what are you going to do when you get there?
Well, pay attention.
Yeah, pay attention.
Gentlemen, okay, now let's work on this accent. You'll be infiltrating a Canadian restaurant.
I don't think I really need to work on it. I kind of already have one.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, too.
That's good. That's fine, but my family's being held hostage by the Don, so I need to do this. All right, now, let me hear both of you with a Canadian accent.
Okay. Hey, I'm the Canadian Cap.
Hey, I'm a Canadian Cap. And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I really do not appreciate being in class with these two people. They're not taking it seriously. I have done my homework. I have done my scene study. I've done my character backstory.
She doesn't sound Canadian.
Bridget, what? Okay, they will kill our family. Okay?
I don't care. I want them to kill my family. I am trying to be the best, most trained actress in the world.
You're just saying that now, okay? But once they kill them, you're going to feel bad about it. You know it.
No, I'm not.
You know it, Bridget. You know it. All right. So let's do this again, all right, from the top, okay?
You guys are so lucky. He has a 2-year wait list. The fact that you guys can just walk into this class.
I wouldn't mind doing my Canadian scene with you.
Yes, that'd be great.
I would love some scene study. I would love some scene study for once.
That'd be great. And,
I'm off book. I really hope you are too. I really fucking hope to God you're off book.
Bridget Center. And Guido, why don't you give them a suggestion of where they could be in Canada?
Oh, where in Canada? I would say the mountains.
Okay. Be more specific.
The top of a mountain.
So. Good. And so we're going to be there. You memorize your lines.
Don't plan it out. Just be in it.
Okay.
And we kind of take what we know and just throw it away. Okay?
What? Wait, what does that part mean?
I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
Let's pause for a second.
Do the scene.
Let's just do the scene. You're on the top of the mountain, okay? And just feel it. Don't worry about the lines. I just really need that accent. That's really what I need. Okay.
You're crying.
I am, because I'm thinking about my family. All right.
Oh, we're gonna kill them if this don't work out.
I know.
Okay.
Let's go from the top and lights up.
Hey. I'm so cold up here.
Huh? It's really good. I like it.
All right, let's pause for a second.
Are you kidding? I didn't even get to say my line.
Blaine Cosgrove.
Yeah.
What a surprise running into the second best dialect coach in the country.
How you doing, Oscar?
Good, good. I was just teaching Meryl Streep Bavarian.
Oh, fantastic.
What kind of gigs do you have lined up?
Sorry, my mind's a little scattered.
Oh, your mind is a little scattered.
Yeah, I'm teaching.
Tall coffee.
Thank you.
No, these are both mine.
Oh, I ordered a tall coffee. So, of course, we'd get the same thing, but you would take credit for it.
Bring.
Oh, it's my rotary. Hello.
Hi, babe. They showed up and they have a gun against my head.
Okay. I have to go. Okay. I'm also teaching Meryl Streep.
Bring.
Hold on a second. Hello?
Babe, why the fuck did you hang up on me?
Listen, it's
to leave a gun against my head.
I know.
I was going to ask for help, and you just hung up on me. I have to go.
I know, but this is a war of clout. I have to go.
Babe, what?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, Meryl. Yes, yes. No, it's Dunka. Dunka. No, no, cut it off. Just cut it off. Throw it away. Dunka. Okay, sorry.
Hold on. Hello, Mary. Pick up, pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Call me back and say you're Meryl Streep, okay? If you get this. Call me back, okay?
This line is out of service. Call the person back. You're trying to reach has been killed.
If you can call me back and say you're Meryl Streep.
Okay, okay, so look. We're caps. We've established
Canadian
that.
Caps.
Canadian caps. You showed us how to make the curds. Uh-huh. Check us out. We just need to get a hold of that cocaine you talked about at the end.
It's already in the cheese.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, sorry. If you don't mind me asking, if you are caps, then where are your horses?
Oh.
Because you're Mounties, right?
Yep.
I am the owner, by the way.
Oh, hi. hi. We're Canadian.
Well, yeah, I didn't see a horse.
I think we're all Canadian.
Yeah,
here.
We didn't. We parked our horses at the pay lot.
The nearest pay lot
down the road.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I can look down and I can't see the horses there.
Oh, kill shit! Em. I think they kill must have gotten away. Kill him. Oh.
Oh God. Oh. Oh no! Wait, we're going to sleep.
Wait. Oh my God.
We're Canadian. Caps.
Ugh. Oh boy! Well, that was strange.
I know. I hope it wasn't the way I made the cheese.
Order up!
Hey, I'm sorry. Did somebody accept a goddamn loan for $20,000?
There's this man. He says he's the owner. I'd never seen him before in my life.
Well, look, this guy says he's the owner. Out of respect, I have to let him be the owner now. Okay, that's just how it works.
That's how it works. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, boss.
All right. So you're the owner now. Here are the keys.
Okay. Well, I'll pay you in petty cash.
I appreciate that. What else? Business has been in my family for over 40 years.
Should probably tell him where the office is by the Elks.
He knows. He knows where it is.
Take a right.
He knows.
Okay.
Where it is.
No, that's good because I got
a little mixed up there.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm the one that was shooting the darts up there. The tranquilizer darts that put these two to sleep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to introduce myself. I'm a little parched. It's cold out there.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm thirsty and hungry.
All right. Feel free to have some curds. I mean, it's your business. You tell me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, give this guy all the curds he wants.
All right. Did you want to do something with these two caps?
You're the one that did it. You're the one that drank. Oh.
Any other questions?
No, none.
Oh no, oh. No.
Hey, Chris, what are you doing with the, what is that, a gun?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, gun type, gun.
What does it do?
Now, Oscar, I don't understand. You said Bavarian, but I did it, did I not?
Okay, Meryl, you can...
Did I not?
Okay, Meryl, you can drop character for...
I? I can't draw... Oh.
Meryl, oh my God. Oh, Gott in Himmel.
Wake up, everyone, wake
oh,
up, wake
God,
up.
Just fucking kill me,
okay,
please.
Wake up, please. Okay. Please. Now I'm ready. Everyone take off your blindfold.
Our arms are tied.
My arms are broken.
Okay, I'll take them out for you.
Okay,
can I get something other than cheese?
Oh, wow, shit,
you're
it's
a
Doug
lot younger
Bame.
Than I thought.
I'm Doug Bame.
I'm Doug Bame.
Doug, what are you doing?
It's Doug, me. Why would you do
I'm
this?
I'm a big fan.
Oh, you work with us every day.
Nobody wants to hang out. Nobody wants to hang out. So here I am. Here I am now.
And what do you want?
What I want? I want this forever, okay? Us.
Okay.
Us.
We just need more like Patreon subscribers. More viewers, ads. Why do you have Joey over there?
In a cage.
Is he your favorite or your least favorite? We can't tell.
Least favorite.
What are you doing to Joey?
Just letting him sit. I'm just letting him lie.
He'll die in there. You're milking his balls, though.
Okay, oh, so what?
There's a pipe going straight from his balls into the soup pot.
Okay, so what?
Order up!
Come up! Oh, I have to go. The order's up. Okay, so everyone be good.
And Joey's come.
And that cheese. That cheese needs to be eaten.
Can I have a cracker with it?
You can have a cracker.
God,
you say quacker?
A cracker.
A cracker. Sounds like you
something
said quacker.
With the cheese.
A cracker. Here's one cracker.
One cracker?
It's a little wet. Okay. Everyone have fun. And Craig, let me break your leg.
Oh, God!
Doug, what's going on, man?
What do you mean?
Just talk to us.
I have to go up to the orders.
We're your friends. We care about you.
I know I care about you so much.
So what can we do?
You want to help me?
Yeah.
Can I help me?
Just say it.
I want to be on Sneakers and Sandwiches, and I want to be on Alchemy Days, okay?
Okay. All right. I can get you on Sneakers and Sandwiches.
Can you?
What would you bring? Just so I can tell them.
I'd bring flip-flops and a falafel.
See? You should be on.
I should.
Yeah.
That's what I keep telling them.
Flip-flops and falafel.
And a falafel.
Doug, I just want to say, we see you. We don't think you're just like...
A ghost?
No, we don't think you're like...
I can do it. I can do it.
I mean, most of the time we see the back of your head or sometimes I see the side of your face.
Wait, I just realized that there's microphones all in this little dark cave.
Yeah.
You've been recording this all for an episode?
It's for me. It's for my podcast network.
What's it called?
It's called... I haven't thought of it yet.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
We can
help.
I haven't thought
of it yet. It's okay. We can help.
That's
you.
It. I'm going upstairs.
Wait, oh, God. Oh. We made him mad.
Oh, no. We don't want to make him mad.
But there are mics. So should we just take it away?
Yeah.
Just eat me. Eat me.
Your
Chris,
bones
thanks
will...
for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I had a lot. Well, it wasn't fun.
No.
But I'm glad I'm here with you guys.
Well, we'll be down here for a while, apparently. Okay, yeah. Caroline Cotter, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me here again. I regret saying yes this time. I'm bleeding?
Yeah.
Out of my ass.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Craig Kukowski, sorry about the arms and legs.
This is my biggest regret.
James Heaney.
I just wanted something to go with the cheese. I love cheese, it's just not alone.
Yeah, but how about cheese and hash browns?
Yes.
Right?
Well, I usually put cheese.
On the hash browns?
On the toast as it's toasting the hash browns on top of the toast. But there's no toast in this basement.
Order up!
Joey, thanks so much.
He's
Joey? He's in the cage. Joey.
No one do that Adidas commercial without me.
And I think we're all thanking Doug Bame for bringing us down here.
Praise be to Doug Bame.
Tying us up.
Praise be to Doug Bame.
Praise be to Doug Bame.
He is our God. He is our master.
And his network, Schmeichmarch Media.
Yep, Schmeichmarch Media.
Thump, 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 thump.
Boop, until next time.
Alchemy this.
That's very good.
Nice. So happy! Off the rails for the win!